The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Is it going to be sunny today here where we live?
I don't know.
It was yesterday. It was a beautiful day, but cold and brisk.
Yeah, it was. I don't know.
It is not.
Oh, good. Because
cloudy.
Today would be an easy nap day then, hopefully. Because I'd be tired, man. I'd be real tired.
Yeah.
I had to go to Walmart yesterday, Brother Riggins.
I'm sorry.
And going to the Walmart during the Christmas season is quite a dedication to whatever it is that you have to go get. So I had some things that I just needed to get. And I'm not one of these people that that makes fun of everybody that shops at Walmart and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Because I grew up amongst, you know, country people. Not fancy and rich and all of that. That's the atmosphere I grew up in Winfield, Louisiana. There are my frustrations though that I have in Walmart. So I don't want people to think that I'm just ragging on the entire clientele of Walmart because it's Walmart and people are always making fun of it and I'm going to jump on that bandwagon. Being in Walmart yesterday, I determined that it's just like shopping anywhere else. The only difference is that the customers are louder and move more slowly than other places that you go.
They're louder and they move more slowly.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just perusing? Are they looking for stuff or they're just generally speaking?
Not in a hurry. And when I go in a store, I want to get in, go to what I'm looking for. Sometimes I want to go in just if I don't know what I'm looking for. If I'm just like, I'm going to go, I need a new shirt. I'm going to go into this store and start looking for a shirt. Yeah. Then I like to take my time and look around and all that. But if I've got a list in my hand, like at the grocery store or at Walmart, and I say, all right, this is what I'm going to get. I want to go. Dun, dun, dun.
Sure. Because you're a guy.
Yeah. But I mean, the just slowly walking, and there's so many people in there that you can't get around people, or just the whole stop in the middle of the aisle that's moving, or in the lane that's moving throughout the store. Just stop and look at your phone. Somebody's texting you, somebody, you know, whatever. And usually I'll say Southerners are not as loud as non-Southerners when it just comes to conversing with each other and stuff. That's not the case at Walmart. It's like the Southerners in there and the Yankee transplants in it, they all combine for loud communication with each other.
High volume, slow moving.
Yeah. And a lot of times it's the older patrons who are just so slow and they just, which is fine. I don't sit there and go, you know, like, you know, I don't do that, but it is just a little bit. And I know that, you know, they're probably not doing it on purpose. It's inconsiderate. No matter whether the people behind you are moving quickly or not, for you just to stop and look around in the middle of it, like, there's no way around you.
Yeah.
Yesterday, an old dude, he probably in his 70s, was standing right in the middle. Like, if you go with your shopping cart and you're turning down the next aisle, he was standing right in the middle of where you would have to push the cart. So nobody on either side of him could get by. And he's just standing there just looking. Not even looking at anything in particular. It's almost like he's looking up at the lights and seeing how they're wired and, you know, all of this kind of stuff. And so then finally he just finishes looking at what he's looking at and then just starts to meander away. And when he turns to walk away, he looked at me standing there patiently ready to push my cart where he was standing. And he looks at me as if to say, what's your problem?
Really?
Yeah. He didn't say, I'm sorry. I didn't. No, none of that. He just looked at me like,
where are you going, Bob?
Take a picture, brother.
And the only The only thing about that that I'm thinking is good is that he's probably looking at me thinking, these young people,
he's
in such a hurry, they're so rude.
Oh, I bet he rode here on the skateboard. Yeah, that's crazy.
But I tell you all that as part of the story to get to this. When I got back out to my truck, because I had to park way out, there were no parking spots close to the building. So I had to park way out there where they sell the puppies and all that.
Yeah, stuff. Right.
And there was an older man parked right beside me. And he was on my, he was parked on my right side. Right. Okay, so yeah. He was parked by my passenger door and he was in a car. Toyota Camry, which sits lower than my truck, my four-wheel drive truck.
Your monster truck.
So I put my stuff in, I jump in the truck, and I look over, and he's sitting there, obviously waiting on his wife or whoever's in the store to come out. He's like, I'll just wait in the car. And I looked over, he had his phone on his leg, like on his knee, and I'll be damned if he wasn't watching porn.
You're kidding. It's watching porn?
Yeah. I always see that on social media, like at ball games and stuff. Somebody behind a guy looking at an old guy at porn. They'll post that and go, oh, look what he's doing. I've never seen it in person.
That's great.
But he was sitting way out there and he was thinking, nobody can see me. And he's just, because he's got down on his leg and looking down like that at it, instead of having it up where he could see it. Closer to his face.
And he didn't notice you because you got in on the driver's side and he's on the passenger side. So he never even saw you looking.
No.
Oh, gosh. And it was playing? You saw movement? Just like a dirty picture or something?
Yeah.
It was
a video.
Well,
so
how long did you
watch? He wasn't playing with himself or anything.
Okay.
Like saving grace. He was just sitting there watching it.
You're trying to catch up on my shows?
Yeah. But I'm wondering if you're an older guy like that, if your wife just knows what you don't give a damn, she, I'm gonna sit out here and watch porn while you're in there.
Yeah, I got 20 minutes. I'm gonna turn this on. Wow, that is unreal. I've never seen.
You've never seen that?
Never, never, me never, either. Never. Yeah. Is that even illegal? Are you allowed to watch porn in your car?
Yeah. I think so. As long as it's not, you're not doing it at a playground or something where kids can see it.
Right.
I think. Because, he was being discreet about it. And most laws treat the inside of your car the same as they would your house. Like gun laws are usually that way.
Yeah.
You can have a gun in your car and it's just like having it in your house if the law allows it.
So, silver lining, he wasn't playing with himself, I guess.
And, that just shows you what kind of sumbitch I am. Always looking for the silver lining in people.
Yeah.
Is
it vile? Yes. Is it disgusting? Yes. Is it reprehensible? Yes. Is it tasteless? Yes. But he wasn't playing with himself.
Yeah.
But in that kind of person that just watches porn and doesn't masturbate,
that's psychotic.
That's foreign concept to me.
Yeah. Know. You would think that maybe he would catch up on the news, wife's in there.
Or
if he knows that much about getting online and seeing videos and stuff, you think, well, surely he knows how to get Netflix on his phone. He could watch a show.
Sure.
He could watch something, he's just saying, I got a few minutes. She's going to take forever in there. I'm going to watch porn.
Was he an older guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was older.
Yeah.
So I'm
probably late 60s.
Okay. You told us earlier this week that the top search on Pornhub now is hentai, which is animated Japanese pornography. Was it hentai that he was watching?
No.
It wasn't? Okay.
No.
Just curious.
Right.
Was it an obscure category?
I don't know. I could just see that it was going on.
What you watching, buddy?
Right.
What you into?
Yeah.
Hey,
do you subscribe to bigwetbutts.com?
Yeah, right.
How much is the subscription? No, I didn't want him to, this is how sweet I am. I didn't want him to see that I saw it because I didn't want to embarrass him.
Of course not. Yeah.
But other people would say, well, he needs to be embarrassed. Like, no. My wife would say, he needs to be embarrassed. That's disgusting.
If you're brazen enough to watch pornography in public, you're liable to do anything at any time. You are not a stable individual.
100%. I agree.
That is not a person you want to confront.
Mm-mm.
At least me.
They're a little bit loose on their ways of the world.
And then I didn't want, if he saw me seeing him, what would my response be?
Yeah, right.
I don't want to have to respond with like, you know, like I approve of that. Like I'm with you. Like I'm one, we're one in the same.
Yeah.
But then again, I wouldn't want to shame him and any of that. So
what's trashier, selling puppies in the parking lot or watching porn in the park? Like which one?
I'm going the porn.
You going porn?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. But I mean, I take it case by case basis. It depends on the people who, what they look like selling the puppies.
Well, you know what they look like. Come on. You can.
Yeah. I mean, they're not exactly, you know, the banker in town.
Right.
On the weekend, just sign and go to Walmart and set up a little tiny fence and put puppies in, boxer puppies, and start selling them.
Yeah. You're running an illegitimate business in the parking lot. That's inherently trashy, but I don't know. I don't know if there'd be an easy decision for me to make. Which one is, I think it's the porn guy though.
Doesn't depend on what kind of porn he was watching.
No, it doesn't for some reason. It's just the idea of sitting in a public parking lot watching pornography.
But I did think about what if it were, you know, a dad or a mom getting in the car with their kids. And he's sitting there, doesn't notice that their kid's looking in the window at that.
It's awful.
I should have reported him.
Mm-hmm. Do you call the cops for that?
I don't know. I was like you, Riggins. I just wanted to hightail it out of there.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I'm not looking for that kind of excitement.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
There is something that Riggins sent me today that made me very uncomfortable. And I think it's because what I've always said about these foot freaks, that they're fearless. And it's almost like they don't even know what's going on around them because they're so obsessed with this thing and they don't, you know. Like stories of people getting arrested because they, you know, the most extreme one is the one we had years ago from Oklahoma City where a woman was loading her groceries into her car at Walmart and felt something. She was wearing sandals and felt something licking her toes and looked underneath and there was a little guy that had hidden under her car so he could do that whenever she came back out. I mean, just, you know, weird things like that. Well, this isn't that weird, but years ago, Rex Ryan, who was a head coach in the NFL and he coached his whole life, well respected in this field, from a football family. And he, how this video got out. Do you remember where his wife was in it? They were role playing in a park.
Something like that. Yeah.
And she had her feet propped up on the side mirror out the window and all that. And he walks up as a stranger and complimenting her on her feet. And just, I mean, one of the weirdest, most embarrassing things.
Yeah.
You know, if you have shame in that department, you'd be like, oh my God, this is devastating. I don't know what, I can't show my face again.
Yeah. You
know, whatever. Which is not the way to be.
Sure. No. And it was a private video that ended up going public.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's weird. Yeah. To me.
Yeah. And he wasn't doing anything illegal. No. It was his wife. So
it was his wife.
He wasn't, you know, accosting anyone or anything like that. Just embarrassing and weird. Well. He is a commentator now on ESPN or one of those. Anyway, and he was on somebody's podcast and talking about this. And this is what he says about it now, however many years later. Okay. Why is that not? Oh, I don't have it. I got the wrong one up. Okay, here we go. Still not playing.
Hmm.
Oh, let's do this.
Take a look at
there that. There we go. Let's try this one. Here we go.
Why does Rex love feet so much?
I love. No, it's not coming out of the. It's not coming out of the control board.
Your buttons. I'm going to figure it out here.
Okay. So we were using different settings for everything so we could have Lindsay on from her home studio today. And now my computer's probably going to be screwed up when I needed to do something at home and I don't know how to fix it and for get sure. it back to the setting that it was supposed to be. All right, so let's see if this worked. Rex Ryan talking about the foot fetish incident.
Why does Rex love feet so much?
I love my wife's feet. Like, I don't know what it is. If a chick's got jacked up feet, I'm out. I don't care how gorgeous. And when that came out, front page New York, my wife's going to freaking kill me. I can't tell you how many of my players came up and said, dude, I like feet too. Now I have fun with it, and it's like, yeah, that's me. Yeah. That's who I am. I own that. And if a chick's got great feet, I'm looking. That's my thing. You know, I wish it would have stayed private. Yeah, of course. But I still, to this day, love my wife's feet.
And you got a picture of them.
Oh, yeah. You know what's great? This the funny thing is, so we'll travel all over the country. We're in Paris, something like that. All right, babe, let me get my picture. So I got pictures from everywhere. My wife's feet sticking up. No, it's just what we do because we laugh about it now.
There you go. Why are you shaking your head, TJ?
Okay, so that incident happened, right?
Yeah.
Years ago. And it was terrible that it happened. And somehow the video went public when they didn't mean for it to go public. And it was embarrassing, you know. But people have forgotten about that by now. Yet now you're going to go out and just bring all the attention to it again and make it sound like you're some kind of weirdo, you know?
Oh, do you think? I thought he came. Well,
there are certain things that you need to not shout from the mountaintops, I don't think. Some things, even though it's not, you know, not as personal anymore because of that one incident, he shouldn't be making jokes about it and talking about it. This is my thing. I want to see my wife's feet. I'm going to take pictures of my wife's feet. Oh, that's fine. But I don't want to hear it. Just like I wouldn't want to hear if, you know, he's a butt man and he, every time they go to Paris or somewhere, when she walks out into the hotel room, he says, all right, let me get that picture of your butt. Yeah, I walk around with pictures of her naked butt all the time. I don't want to hear that about a guy and his wife. And I don't know where he had his teeth made. And I like Rex Ryan, and I have a lot of respect for him. But do you pay attention to his teeth, Riggins?
Oh, I'm hearing the whistling in his voice, but I'm pretty sure
they're veneers. And they are as unnaturally white as you can imagine. Really? I mean, it looks like they just came out of the assembly line at a car manufacturing plant, and they spray painted them white. I mean, it's just,
yeah, they're big.
It's
and white.
So bad.
Yeah.
And his smile like reveals them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sure. He's happy. He's got a wife with hot feet.
I don't know. It's just, it makes me uncomfortable hearing about people and their significant others, you know?
With any kind of just fetish?
Like, no, yeah, any sexual thing and whatnot. That's just like women. Like I've always said, women will talk to their friends about specific things sexually with their husbands. Men don't. Men talk about general things because they always say men talk about sex more than women do. It's all y'all think about and whatever. But if you're with a group of guys, and you're married, or one of you's married, or whatever, you don't sit and talk about specific things with your wife. You may say, "Oh man, have you seen that hot chick or whatever?" Yeah, man, you know she's blah 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 blah. But you wouldn't say, "Hey man, me and my wife the other night, we were going at it, and you know she knows I love this." And yeah. You don't do that. Whereas women, with when they're together with their friends, if they're going to talk about sexual things, they'll talk about specific people. Like they're going to talk about my husband, this, and you know, the guy that I'm dating now, he this, and then.
Yeah.
Guys don't do that because, one, you don't want your friends to be thinking about your wife in that way.
Mm.
You know? Or I don't. And none of the friends I've ever had would sit around and talk about their wives and what they were like in the bed.
No feet talk.
Yeah, but this is just, I think he's above that. But that's what happens though now, Riggins, is that these people will get something about being on a podcast that is, you know, that has a lot of followers that will make these people just say the most outlandish, embarrassing, personal things about themselves and reveal themselves just to be a wacko.
Yeah.
Just because you say, well, I'm on a podcast. I'm, you know, nobody's judging me on a podcast.
Yeah. You just, with the absence of like a huge television camera and studio lighting, which some of them do have, but there's a more intimate feeling that you feel like so comfortable that you can reveal that stuff.
Right.
And he's obviously, you know, he's got a good sense of humor about it. But, and he was asked, you know, in his defense, he was asked about it. So I guess you can say, you know what? I understand why you want to ask that, but I hope you can respect why I'm not going to answer it.
Yeah, that's a personal thing between my wife and me.
He's clearly trying to make lemonade out of lemons, right. But it is a long time ago. And he did go into more details about why he likes them and how he enjoys them.
So what he's done, Brother Riggins, is there are so many young people, young adults, that that's Ryan Clark that he was talking to, former LSU defensive back and NFL player. So many young men watch and listen to that podcast that don't know a thing about Rex Ryan and the embarrassing video and all of that until now. And that video that got out was one of the most cringy things that you could see. You remember walking up to her in that park and, excuse me, ma'am, which I think role playing like that, where you're sticking to a script and you're improvising with each other and a duet acting. I think that's always cringy.
Yeah.
If anybody were to see that.
Yeah, probably. And you hope it doesn't. That's why you do that with the expectation that no one will ever know except for your wife or your husband. But it was tragic. I mean, I would die. Oh, I kind of give him a little credit for just bouncing back the way he did. But yeah, I don't know that I'd continue to talk about it. I'd probably be embarrassed.
You know, Marv Albert had an embarrassing sexual thing that was revealed about him somehow, about his personal life and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Great, you know, announcer. And what is the guy's name that he worked for the Clintons and then ended up hating the Clintons and then he kind of turned more conservative.
Involved in a sex thing?
Yeah, I think it was another foot situation. What was his name? And it was something about had pantyhose in it too, you know, like that was his thing, women in pantyhose or something. I'm not sure.
Oh my gosh.
And he's a brilliant guy. Everybody respects him. Like he's rebounded from that. And he's kind of was up until a couple of years ago, I guess, the go-to guy for election predictions and analysis and all of that kind of stuff.
Is it Axelrod?
No. Axelrod's a cockroach. This guy's, you know, kind of cool now. Oh, well.
I don't know.
Shit, it's going to bug the crap out of me.
Pantyhose Clinton
guy. I'm supposed to know these things.
Pantyhose.
But nothing comes up about that anymore with him.
Yeah, he's probably that so
was
grateful.
So many years ago. Or who was the guy that that's on CNN that he didn't realize his camera, supposedly he didn't realize his camera was still on in a Zoom meeting. And he started playing with himself.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Toobin. Yeah. And he's back now. They suspended him or fired him, so to speak, for a few months, and now he's back.
Why would you even want to be on TV? That was my thing. It's like, why are you dying to get back on television after you just...
And it was fast. It was only like he was gone maybe a year.
Yeah.
And then
See me again on television. No. What? I mean, in public life, let alone on television.
Yeah, never. I'd probably be living in a hut in Cancun or somewhere.
Oh my gosh. It's so embarrassing. I mean, they got, talk about no shame. Yeah. I mean, to be masturbating on camera in front of female, I think it was, there were females in that Zoom meeting or whatever it was. You would just want to die. He's like, no, I'm ready to get back on primetime.
Yeah, when can I get back on?
Yeah.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.